This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. As OPEC, of which Iraq is a member, meets in Vienna tomorrow to discuss production quotas for the second half of the year, Marketplace's David Weinberg has this primer on Iraqi crude.
In February, oil production in Iraq hit 3.6 million barrels per day, setting a 30-year record.
Most of it is concentrated in the south, 80 to 90% of it in Basra province alone.
Ben Lando is editor-in-chief of the Iraq Oil Report. Since March, when the Iraq-Turkey pipeline was bombed, production has been restricted. Attacks on repair workers have prevented the pipeline from being repaired.
So that's about 300,000 barrels a day that would have been exported, now shut in.
The Kurdish government in the north is trying to get that oil out. It recently shipped 1 million barrels of crude independently by tanker through Turkey.
From what we can tell, there wasn't a buyer ahead of time, and they're essentially looking for, port.
Chad Mabry is an analyst with MLV & Company. He says those tankers are basically circling the Mediterranean, waiting for a buyer.
And you're seeing some pressure from the Iraqis that are telling potential buyers, you better watch out if you take that on, or we're going to apply some pressure from our end.
Iraq has set very ambitious goals for oil. The country wants to nearly triple its current production to 9 million barrels per day by 2020, a number that IBIS World analyst James Crompton says is way above industry forecasts.
According to the International Energy Administration, they're forecasting by 2020, Iraq could be producing about 6 million barrels per day.
But even those forecasts may be optimistic if the region faces more instability. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.